Hey everyone, Extra here, episode 3 of Let's Get Paid with Extra. Our first guest we have here, which is a very special one, a friend of mine, Shan. Yes. Shan, welcome to the show. Oh my gosh, thank you. I'm so excited. This is going to be a memorable episode.
Yes, I'm so excited to get down to the nitty gritty. Let's do it.
All right, let's jump in. All right, how many years have you been doing runway shows?
Well, I've been starting out doing runway shows since 2012 was my first one, which was BET Walk the Walk. It was a great experience overall, very memorable. I was fresh out of hair school, excited. But yeah, it was dope.
So how many years have you? No, it's okay.
So that's
it's
about
okay.
What,
that's
eight
what
years
that's what makes
now?
This episode so special. Go ahead. So how many years?
8 years.
8 years. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, you've been doing this longer than me.
Look, it's all a blessing.
Okay. So while we're here on Let's Get Paid with Extra, I'm going to jump right in and get straight to the topic, is being compensated in the beauty industry as far as doing runway shows in the beauty industry. Now, this topic is only based on being compensated for time and travel. And that's basically the topic that we're going to discuss. If you'd like to share any other amenities that you have received by participating in runway shows, you can definitely participate. So people that are new, that want to come into the industry, have an idea what they're going to get into starting off. So go right in. Jump right in.
Okay, perfect. So I feel like people definitely should be compensated for their time and, you know, like you said, just really time and travel, because that can end up costing you over $100, honestly, once you get there. And, you know, the lunch, if that's not, you know, there available for you. Even your personal products that you may be using from your own salon space, and you taking them back and forth to travel, which is still being consumed, which would still add to dollars that you still have to purchase more products with later on. That's very important, because these brands and people, they're getting paid thousands and thousands, if not millions and hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, not to be counting nobody's pocket or nothing like that, but I definitely feel like the people who help make the vision possible should be compensated. Yeah, they just should.
So, what things have you felt like that you felt was a plus of participating in runway show?
Okay, from my experience, I feel like the knowledge you obtain, the techniques you may learn, you know, depending on what kind of show you're doing. But yeah, for the most part, just knowledge and being in the same room with a bunch of creatives.
That's what I felt.
Such as yourself. And, you know, just watching, just being in that whole energy in itself is just amazing by itself. Like, I feel like the experience you want to take back and some of the techniques you get is what's going to be even more important, because then you can imply those and, you know, alter them or whatever and take them into your daily life and use them on your clients. Or you might just learn how to perfect the ponytail or cut or something. Like, you know, it's simple stuff. And also, something very detrimental that I feel like is very important, not only during shows, but also in the real field as well. Time management. Very important. Time is money. Money is time, and it's business. If you take in 5 hours to do something very simple, then you're not, that's all you're going to get paid for. That's damn near your whole day.
Can I ask? And that, yeah, that's fine. It's this is why this show is the way it is.
Okay, perfect.
And that's why we're being picked to participate in these shows. And I feel as though if you have that unique ability to execute and, you know, showcase something at a timely manner, execute things that most people can't just visionarily just see. You know, I feel as though when you have that unique talent of people, that they should be compensated for their time and travel and participation in these shows. Because some shows, when you're doing national shows can cost over hundreds of dollars. Because sometimes for you to participate in the show, you have to pay a fee to participate in the show.
Yeah, oh wow.
Yeah.
See, I just learned that today.
Yeah, so it's like at different levels of these shows, I feel as though people just as newcomers, just so you can, so they can get compensated, so at least they know they can keep being committed to being in the shows.
I understand that. I can agree with that point.
Yeah, and what do you feel that you think that can make a change to, like, make that possible? By being a participant in shows, what do you think that, you know, you think that could be a way that they can possibly us get compensated? That means that it's already paid for and we utilize how they transport us. But just in general, like, what do you think?
Well, I'm gonna tell it like this. A few months ago, I heard that Beyonce was underpaying her, you know, I'm using air quotes, underpaying her dance team, but then they have a dance allegiance in a way where they, you know, these people speak for the dance community. So if we had a team like that, where, you know, it could be people that could speak for this set of team, you know, this team here, okay, this is what's going to be broken down into, this is how many people we're going to use, you know, and just basically
advocating.
Yeah, basically
being an advocate, getting, building a foundation, and bringing in funds to take care of them in the whole.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're here for, and that's what Let's Get Paid with Extra is. And just, can you let the people know a little bit more about yourself if you would like to? Because like I said, this is confidentiality. Okay. If it's anything that you would like to share, any information for, like I said, newcomers, people that are in the industry, something that you would like them just to know. Okay. Closing out.
I would say it's okay to do a freelance show. It's okay to do a couple, but know your worth and know your talent, because you should be compensated. Especially, maybe I would say, okay, let me reframe a little bit. It's okay to do freelance stuff, maybe in your communities, local, which is not going to cost you as much as travel. And, you know, it's just a, you know, hop, skip, and a jump away for the experience. Because, again, people can use that for time management and just that experience of being around a bunch of different collectives as well. But if you're going to travel, yeah, you should get paid. And know your worth and don't settle for less.
Oh, Shan, great. Thanks for tuning in, coming in on the show. Thank you for being our first guest. Let's Get Paid with Extra, episode 3. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, bye. It was a carry. I like it. Let's do it again.